Okay, I got to get this off my chest. There's a few things really jerking my chain right now. And one of those is the government's overspending. Okay, so I know you guys hear me harp on this every day, but let's take a deep dive into something that was just announced today. And it's right through here. There's a whole bunch of incentives that were just put out, part of the Inflation Reduction Act, or AKA the Green New Energy Deal. And just want to show you headlines that just came out today. And this is just out right now, folks. Okay. More states expected to roll out Inflation Reduction Act energy efficient rebate this summer. So Inflation Reduction Act energy efficient rebate. So you're giving out money for energy efficiency and you're giving out free money. Okay, so let me get the concept there. Okay, how much are we spending or how much is the government giving away in this program? $8.8 billion. Okay, so if you take a dive into this, you can get benefits and you can get perks or rebates back such as this. Okay, so who's going to control this? So what happened last time with like PPP loans and things like that, when the government basically just sent out a bunch of money? If you say, how much fraud was involved in the PPP loans? This is something like that, where you kind of give out free money and let other people handle it. Well, there was $200 billion in fraud. Jesus. So you think you might learn your lesson. Well, who's going to control this to make sure it's on the up and up? The rebates are going to be delivered via contractors who quote the project cost with the rebates involved. You guys fill in the words that you think I would put into this one. Okay, that's that part of it. If you go to the FAQ section of this, and this is another area that's like, are you kidding me? When you start looking at FAQ, frequently asked questions, you normally have, 10 or 12 or maybe 15 if you're out there on a limb, where people just don't understand. Okay, when you go to the home energy rebate section to figure out what the FAQs are, look at this. It's still going. If there's a system out there, a program out there that has this many frequently asked questions, maybe before you launch it, you figure out, some of the uncertainties here to make sure people realize what they're getting into. Okay, that's that part of it. All right, the next piece of the puzzle I want is 21 of the dumbest things that people are spending money on. And the reason why I'm doing this, folks, is I get a lot of captions on my YouTube videos. Dan, we just don't have any money. We can't save any money. We can't do anything. So I'm like, okay, how can I help you? How can I assist you with this? My goal isn't to sit here every day and harp about, maybe you should try to start saving some money or whatever. But let's look at the 21 dumbest things that people spend the most money on. And we're just going to skim through this real quick because you'll probably guess most of them. Okay, the first one down through here, shopping on Amazon and overpaying. I do this. Okay, it's very simple to just go on Amazon. I needed something for my pool last night. I go and it was delivered within 5 hours to my home. So did I pay a little extra for it? I don't know, but it was just nice and convenient so I can get it fast. So that's one. They're probably most of us are at fault there. Auto insurance. Are you guys doing what you need to do when it comes to auto insurance? Are you bundling it with maybe your house, your renter's insurance? Maybe you got a boat, things like that. Are you going with the big carriers like Allstate and State Farm? Are you actually looking, maybe working with an insurance broker to try to get your insurances down? I went with an insurance broker after years and years and years of having insurance with Allstate. They saved me over $2,000 a year by bundling my insurance. So it's little less than $200 a month, but it all adds up. Okay, so that's number two. Three, the lottery. I don't play the lottery. I think I've bought 3 tickets in my life. But I know I have relatives and friends who buy lottery tickets every day. Like it's tithing, okay? But a lot of people are just spending a lot of money, extra money they don't, or I'll say, won't say extra money, the money they don't have on lottery tickets. Is that you? Maybe, cut down on that, because the possibilities of you hitting one of these big, big, big things, you might as well, just go outside and see if you can get hit by lightning and then, check out that. But let's keep going on. Get paid up to $140 a month sharing your opinion. I actually do this. The branded surveys, I get about $100 a month or so. I just do it on downtime answering some questions. Pretty easy. Prescriptions. Use adjustable glasses instead. I go to a system called, I don't use Flex Focus. I think it's eyes.com or something like that. You can get glasses at a fraction of the price. Car repairs. You know, that's another area where, you know, maybe that little ding in your car doesn't need repaired for $500, $600, $700, $800. I'm just throwing out ideas, folks. Security. Cancel those door securities and use Wi-Fi. You know, I have a Ring system. I just use my Ring system on the front door, the side door, and so forth. I don't pay the subscription, and it's kind of nice. So, you know, avoid maybe $100 a month in that system there. Energy bills. This is a hard one. But this is where, I guess, the Energy Efficiency Act comes into play, or the Inflation Reduction Act, whatever they call it. Maybe you can check it out on this one. If you had $20,000 in credit card debt, you got problems, and you might need some relief. So check out this as well. I'm just going down through here, folks. This is just the top. I don't know how many is there. Seniors. My father-in-law was a culprit of this. Every time he had a little ache somewhere, he'd go on and buy some creams. He had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of stuff like this just to help ease some of the pain. And I get it. When you're in pain, you want to do things. And then that's you get down through here, hearing aids. Hearing aids can be very, very expensive. My mom has them. Guys, I'm just going through this survey. But here's another area, entertainment. You know, I wanted to do a survey. If you had $5,000, what would you do with it? Would you, you know, put in a savings account, buy cryptocurrencies, invest in stocks, maybe pay off some of the high interest credit cards you would, or maybe go to a Taylor Swift concert? Which one of those would you do? Let me know down below. And then the last thing here is not investing in real estate. And I thought this was completely just out there. I'm like, not investing in real estate. Start with as little as $20. Okay, so what that really means, I'm not going to go into that. But real estate, what I've finally decided is I'm going to have this launch within the next 60 days, a wealth management system. Or I'm trying to find the name right now. Trying to help people understand on how to start creating generational wealth. Okay, maybe you're not going to get wealthy with this, but maybe you can give a better platform for your children or your children's children. Get the ball started learning, you know, the educational pieces of investing, the markets. When I talk about the markets, I'm talking about stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, real estate, and everything like that. How much do you really know about those things? So my goal now is to start an academy. I think it might be called like Generational Wealth Academy or things like that. We can just take you from where you are today and just teach you just little pieces of the puzzle, because the schools are failing us, folks. The schools are failing us. So I'm going to take it upon myself to help educate as many people out there as you can, or as I can. So I'm going to need your help with this. Okay. So if you would put down below, you know, what you think the name of this academy should be and some of the pieces of the puzzle that you would find informative in educational classes to teach you guys about the markets and about wealth and wealth creation. So we all don't have to sit back and say, okay, we're going to be renters for our lives. Okay. Eventually there's going to be two sides of this equation. We know big banks, big companies, BlackRock and all these companies are buying up real estate. You can be on that side of the equation, or you can be on the other side of the equation renting from these companies. So do you want to be a person on this side of the equation or on this side of the equation? And my goal is to help assist you if you're looking to be on this side of the equation. So thanks so much for watching, guys. Sorry to vent a little bit in this video, but it's really concerning to me that the financial literacy in our country right now is terrible. And I'm going to take it upon myself to help in any way I can. So thanks for watching today's video. If you want to learn more about me, what I do, how I do things, check out my main channel. You can also subscribe down below. You can also go to my website, theRateUpdate.com. You're going to find more things about me and different options that you have when it comes to home financing. So thanks so much for watching. I'll see you live later this afternoon. Bye-bye.